A national suicide prevention conference has heard that teachers are the greatest untapped resource in keeping vulnerable children alive. Australian Bureau of Statistics data show that children as young as five have been taking their own lives, and shockingly, suicide is the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 5 and 17. One local council in Victoria has responded to youth suicide in its community by developing a school education program. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
The loss of two young men to suicide in just one weekend sparked the Macedon Rangers Shire Council to start educating teenagers about mental health.
We sort of skilled ourselves up around what it is that we could be doing to make a difference. And we arrived at mental health promotion through education of Year 8 students in our five secondary schools.
Pauline Neal coordinates the council's youth development course.
And we put out there just some really fundamental messages around mental health and what mental health is, and we talk about that in relation to physical health.
They also teach the teachers how to talk to teenagers about mental health.
We had a teacher who'd been teaching for 26 years, and he talked around the prevalence of mental health issues developing amongst the students. And currently it's around one in four. And he was gobsmacked. And he said, well, what do I do with these kids? And I said to him, what have you been doing for 26 years if these kids are sitting in your classroom? And he identified that he saw those behaviours as discipline issues. So after the training, he viewed the behaviour really differently, and his approach was different, and the outcome was absolutely fantastic. It was very different.
The success of the Victorian program has been held up as an example at today's National Suicide Prevention Conference in Hobart. Delegates there are hoping to cut Australia's suicide rate by half in the next 10 years. Currently, more than 2,500 Australians take their own lives each year, and suicide is the leading cause of death for young people aged from 5 to 17. The CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, Sue Murray, says the key to reducing those figures lies in educating GPs and removing access to the means of suicide. But she says teachers are an underutilised resource too.
Teachers have a very good role to play because they have regular contact with the young people in their charges. So they can identify when changes occur in a young person's behaviour. And they can be a very important gateway to getting the right help at the right time for those young people.
In Sydney, Donna Redman is educating teachers about how to talk to teenagers about their mental health.
From my perspective, and being a teacher myself, the training as I see that they need is just the basic skills in how to approach a conversation and then how to connect with a young person and how to pass that information on. So in no way am I advocating that teachers should be acting in the role of counsellor or psychologist, because that's certainly not their training, but they can act in that role as a gatekeeper, which is just forming that connection, picking up on the signs, getting that information, and then being able to effectively refer it on to the right people who can provide them with that professional support that they need.
While it may sound like more work for teachers, Donna Redman doesn't think that is the case. She says teachers already twig when a student's behaviour changes that something may be wrong.
So essentially, it's just giving teachers the confidence to go that one extra step and to feel comfortable saying to a young person, you know, are things so bad for you at the moment that you're thinking about suicide? And just having that confidence to ask that question, which is something that 95% of teachers probably would shrink away from, is something that potentially could make a difference in this statistics that just seem so stubbornly stuck at the moment for youth suicide.
The conference will run until Wednesday.
Felicity Ogilvy.